A little context. Today's Bible reading, well, it sounds like an inspirational speech given to get a group of people ready for a task, a big event, or a restoration. It starts off, "Listen, everyone, I've known you since before I was born. I'm ready to tell you. I wasn't sure I was ready, but I am. It's time for us to gather back to God. Not only us, it's time for us to help everyone gather to God. Let's follow what God wants us to do." There it is. The inspirational speech. It's an uplifting speech. It's in the words. It's also in the context of the words. But here's a little context. Do you know what this week's Bible reading is not about? It's not about abortion. I know it says, "The Lord called me before I was born. I knew you before I was born." But that's not what this verse is about. To use this verse in a way that it's, or to use this passage in a way that it's not intended at all, doesn't work well. We're really good at taking things from the Bible out of context, but bending, breaking, or otherwise twisting words in the Bible to fit a particular agenda, well, even though it's nothing new, and it's nothing that will probably end, and the debate as to whether someone is doing it or not in any particular context, well, it's probably as old as doing it, but it's just wrong. Isaiah 49 has nothing to do with abortion. It does have to do with some other things, though. Turning back to God and reaching out. Not to a select few or this some kind of little group, or to folks who are most like us. You know, us. What does that even mean? Everyone is us. We know that, right? So not reaching out just to this little us, but to the big us, everyone. Today's Martin Luther King Sunday. And there are words from Dr. King that echo that everyone call from Isaiah. He said, "When we let freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the spiritual, 'Free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.'" So how do we do that? Well, we take Isaiah 49. We take the knowledge that we have from our upbringing. We take the knowledge that we have from learning from the Bible. We take the words of Dr. King, and we let freedom ring everywhere. And also, we be a people who don't live in a bubble, but rather continually serve the community and each other. We do it by being the church. Here's another Martin Luther King quote. "Everyone has the power for greatness. Not for fame, but greatness, because greatness is determined by service." Service. Reaching out. Mattering. Showing that all matter. Remember, it's been 3 years now since we worked on our vision statement. Time flies. But this is our vision statement. It's still all over the place. A caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. So following Jesus, turning back to God, that's in there. Being a caring community, it's there. Praying and acting is there. And by being a beacon, we both shine a light and reach out to all in hope, justice, and peace. You see, our vision statement is an attitude. Letting freedom ring is an attitude. Turning back to God is an attitude. Reaching out to all is an attitude. We follow God, and we reach out as a caring community of attention, acceptance, and love. That's what we do. So let's really do that. With everything that we are at our core, let's be the church and live in love with all. Amen.